Happy Friday. Good morning. It's April 1st. I know. I know. I'll try not to prank you, but we're going to use that as an insurance. Any mistakes that we made, those were pranks. Those weren't real mistakes. It was just an intentional ha-ha moment. So on Friday, we do a weekly wrap-up, right? And we talk about the week's shows, so let's get to it. Good morning, Kelvin. Thank you for being the co-host and holding down the fort.
It's nice
let's
to be
hope
back.
That this works. Well, that day off, I don't know, I was pretty fortunate. Erin McKay sat in. She was very kind and gracious to be a co-host.
She did a good job.
Today, though, the talk about social media tasks, excuse me for this gap there. That was a prank for April Fools. The social media tasks we talked about on Monday, because that's Blog Roll Monday, and I kind of bent the envelope a bit and went beyond just blogs and talked about three social media tasks that we showed on that show today. We covered LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And that'll be in the show notes and those available to you on thecookreport.podbean.com. At the conclusion of the program, Blab is nice enough to send us an audio file. And then as quickly as I can get it onto the other server, we'll have it uploaded there. Thank you, Kelvin, for that link in chat. For those people that are watching in chat, go to that link right there, and that's where the most recent shows are all archived there. And we just found out today there's over 50 shows. I think 62?
62, I think.
Yeah. So we're getting there. We'll have to have a big to-do about the 100th show. Who would have thunk it? And so Tuesday, in the wrap-up, we talk about SEO tips on Tuesday. And the part that I liked the best about that, or many good parts, the best part came from Yoast, and they write a plugin for WordPress about does search engine optimization. And one of the things they talked about in there that you should use signal words when you're writing your copy, making your blog post. Instead of just having the blah, blah, blah in there, you want to do a header of first of all, and then secondly, and then finally. And the way that people read content, they scan it and speed read it first. So if they get a little bit of a taste enough to tempt them to read the whole thing, they may very well do that if you've got the right signal words. I thought that was a nice solution in there. We've got some SEO tips on Tuesday from Varundeep Singh. He's a mechanical engineer that blogs as a hobby. He's got some good SEO tips for blogs in there that you want to take a look at. And the third SEO tip we talked about on that day, you have to go read the show notes and find out what it is. What a teaser, right? So that being said, we move on to the wrap-up and looking at Wednesday. On Wednesday, we have it a carte blanche. The topic is the mind, so we can pretty much do anything we need to do to get it done. And on that day, we talked about the three things that the internet does for you. You're going to find articles and posts that entertain, articles and posts that inform, or articles and posts that contain contact information. You may find someone that has done an entertaining way to inform you, but those are the three flavors. I think that you'll have to agree. If you've got another flavor, I don't know what it is, please let me know, because that's the ones that I can find out. The Tech Today, on that day, we also mentioned real quick that the new Java update is a plugin, right? Well, the new Windows 10 Microsoft Edge browser doesn't support plugins. So you'll need to use Firefox or Internet Explorer or Chrome. Did I say Internet Explorer? I did. That wasn't a prank. That's what we call it. I learned that from Dave Smaltz. David has been calling it that for years. And so I said, that's a good name for it. Anyway, use those other alternate browsers if you need to use Java, because it won't run on Edge browser. Okay. Show notes, again, a reminder, if you just joined the show and you're in chat, go to Podbean. Thecookreport.podbean.com will have the current show. And it will have today's show as soon as we get this wrapped up. And in order to do that, I'm going to go on to yesterday's show. And yesterday, we talked about B2B. Why don't I have the B2B show notes? I don't. Oh my God, they're missing. Oh no, they aren't. They're out of order. There they are. This is live radio at its best. The Cook Report B2B Thursday show was an article I wanted to share with you just real quick by Seth Godin. He's kind of a famous guy in SEO. And he wrote the words simply, "The train is coming," for his headline. And I went, "The train is coming? He's not an engineer. Why is he talking about the train is coming?" Well, he went on in the article to discuss if the most important call to action motivational message is over motivated by fear of loss or the desire for gain. So think about that. Go look at the show notes and then input your input into there about that. And the Cook Report questions are mentioned in a link there on the show notes. And that's where we send you a link to a PDF file that has 27 numbered questions. You pick five of those questions. These are the five I'd like to discuss for my interview. Remember, yet we talked about Wednesday, the mind. That's when we'll insert that interview in there. Or we'll make it a special Cook Report, whatever fits the instance that we do. Big shout out. Thank you, Time. Thank you to Edinburgh Dusters making the graphic that start the Cook Report going. And also thank to Kevin Scullion, whose current digital media project is Alba Digital Media. That link is going to be in the show notes. Big thank you to blab.im. They're always there for us, giving us the recording platform. Appreciate that ever so much. It gives us an audio file that you're listening to right now, perhaps, or you might even be listening on YouTube and seeing the video. And if that's the case, up on the corner, that might be the corner or that way. One of those corners up there, you'll see a red subscribe link. It invites you to subscribe to the channel. And then Kelvin can tell Emily that, hey, we've got more subscribers. Okay. And she'll be impressed. She's young and impressionable. Then big thanks to all the hosts that have for the show. And if you get to the Podbean link with the cookreport.podbean.com, that'll define all of the links. And it goes over onto two pages, so I won't bore you with that. I would ask, though, that you consider the evaluation question you'll see at the bottom of the show notes. It's a yes-no question. Give it a quick click and a yes or a no. We'd appreciate your feedback on that effort. Have I forgotten anything?
Did you mention the email he was sending all our listeners with this week's winning lottery numbers?
Oh, that I already sent that out. So if check, it might be in your spam, but if it's not there, if you don't find it in the all mail, like if you use Gmail, you can go to all mail. Then call Mr. Geek Chris. You'll see him there in the top in the chat. He's got a copy of the numbers. So if you don't get the mail, give him a holler. Okay. And on that note, I think I'm going to say those magic words to keep us short and sweet. It's a wrap.